Governor Doyle says the wilderness designation is needed to keep the Apostle Islands pristine and natural.
Without this designation, we have no guarantee that the wilderness on the Apostle Islands will be protected for our children and grandchildren.
The Apostles include over 70,000 acres of land, beaches, and old-growth forests. The area attracts about 200,000 people every year to the Lake Superior and Bayfield County regions. Doyle says he also hopes Congress will name it the Gaylord Nelson Apostle Islands Wilderness Area in honor of a man he considers a personal hero.
When I sit at my desk and look across the room, the portrait that looks right back at me is somebody who I hope that I will be able to, in some small measure, emulate as governor of Wisconsin. And it is a portrait of Gaylord Nelson.
Nelson is a close friend of the Doyle family and is considered a legend in the environmental movement. The 88-year-old former governor and senator told reporters the uniqueness of the Apostles warrants the protection.
They're rare, unique, and they ought to be preserved in their natural state.
The protected wilderness designation would ban motorized vehicles from the land. It would protect existing uses, including campsites, docks, and lighthouses. The National Park Service is taking public comments until October 17th on the protection designation proposal for the Apostles. Melba Lara, Wisconsin Public Radio.